That moves us to reports, which is item 11. Consideration of second reading of Ordinance 2018-03. This is a supplement. And Faye, I'll turn it over to you.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is our second reading for this supplement to our 2018 budget. This is for the leasing of property at Sampson's Corner and also the bowling alley, the lot next to the bowling alley. What happens is we lease it and then we turn around and lease it to sponsors. It is for $360,000, and the staff does approve of this. Recommends approval.
This is second reading of the supplemental appropriation. Does council have any questions for Faye? Of course, there's no changes to the first reading.
No changes from first reading.
We have a first by Rod.
Second.
We have a second by Jason. Any last discussion for this second reading? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no.
No.
That motion carries 8-1. Mike was no, Faye, for the roll call. Brings us to subset B. This is resolution 2018-18. This is intent of annexation. Mr. Barnier's got our staff report.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. What's being passed around is a staff report. I apologize that the council packet didn't contain it, and I have other copies of the summary here. Basically, what is before you is a straightforward resolution of the council's indicating its intent to annex property, and this would be the three parcels referred to in the annexation study that was done a week ago, or provided a week ago, three parcels currently accessed by off Old Stone Road. One of the property owners is here this evening. This is simply an intent, and this does not in any way limit the city's current activities in discussing and working toward negotiated agreements with those three property owners. So if the annexation resolution is passed, then within the next 60 days, the council would either act on this resolution, or if no action is taken, then the effectiveness of this resolution simply expires. So annexation, if it's not part of a voluntary agreement, requires a resolution of intent followed by a resolution of the actual involuntary annexation. So with this resolution, if it's not followed by that second involuntary annexation within 60 days, then it has no further effect beyond that. And as I say, I've been had communications with the three property owners and am making good progress with at least the largest parcel as we speak now. But this is part of the long-term plan of, as noted in the report, this is part of the city's way to move forward to best align current services with people who are having the advantage or the benefit of those services. I'd be glad to respond to any questions.
Any questions from council for Greg? This is a familiar step, but just a different property for sure, a different area, I guess. So
it is.
Public comments, questions, concerns at this point on resolution 2018-18. We have a motion.
I move to approve.
We have first by Mike, second by Rhea. All those in favor of resolution 2018-18, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Brings us to subset C. Thanks, Greg. This is our 2017 financial annual report. Faye, I'll turn it back to you.
Good evening once again. This report, of course, is, as we say, an annual financial report. This report is done, and then it is given to PEER, to Department of Legislative Audit. What I'm asking you to do is that I know there's a lot of numbers in here. All I'm asking you is that you are approving that I have presented this to you and that I am able to then send this on to peer. Fund accounting is a fun thing to do. There's a lot to it. I think I'm going to give you just a quick background because I know we're getting late here, but there's expenses, revenues, and balance sheets. We have four what we call proprietary funds. They are business funds. That's the liquor, water, sewer, sanitation, and ambulance. This year, all of the funds in the proprietary fund had a net increase in their net position, except for the ambulance. Wastewater had a higher increase in net position than last year due to the surcharge that is being collected for the wastewater improvement project. All debts and assets are kept within the balance sheet for proprietary funds. One thing I want to explain is that even though each of these funds have their own fund, the money itself is not each fund does not have its own bank account. It is a bank account that everything goes into our checking, our savings, our CDs, as I had presented in our fourth quarter financials. The governmental funds are made up of the general fund, which is a fund that basically runs the city, our police, our parks, our cemetery, city hall, that type of thing. There's also other funds in there than the governmental funds as capital improvements, revolving loan, TIFs, the business improvement district, hotel occupancy, equipment replacement. All of these funds have their own balance sheet, their expenses, their revenues. Any only thing different on governmental is that they do not keep their debt or their assets within their balance sheet. That's a whole separate worksheet. As far as the capital improvements did show a loss, and that was because we have a large payable on there to pay to the Department of Transportation for Main Street. So the capital improvement looks a little different than what it generally does from year to year. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Faye from council? Again, these are unaudited numbers, but it's
correct.
A step we must do. This is the last time we do this. After the change in legislative action that's occurred next year, we'll actually get to submit audited numbers in our annual report, and it'll be a lot easier.
Right. It just depending on how the audit flows, if it flows
right.
Well, this is now going to be due in May instead of in March. And so
much better way to say it than I did.
Much better with the numbers, yeah.
So this will be the last year of the March. This is due to the state before the end of March.
Correct.
As per state law.
Correct. And usually our audits are in April, so there'll be a much better timing issue. If there are any questions later on, please contact me at City Hall, and I'd be more than happy to go through these numbers with anyone.
Do we have any further discussion on the 2017 financial annual report, public or council? We do need to accept this as a council, so there is a motion that's needed.
I move to approve.
First by Dave.
Second
by Scott. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. The motion carries unanimously.
Hey, thank you for all your work on that. That's a tremendous amount of work. Thank you.
Yep, I heard him. Subset D under reports is a consideration of Resolution 2018-21. This is road closures for a 2018 rally. Jerry, we figured this would be a great way to end a Board of Equalization meeting and some other tough subjects we've tackled today. So I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Cole.
I appreciate you all giving me Rick's position on the agenda. The 2018 78th rally is upon our doorsteps, less than 135 days away. And we've come before you tonight to ask permission to change some of the streets to motorcycle and block off some streets and continue on with the motorcycle life that we've all known and come to enjoy. The street closures are pretty much the same as they were last year. We didn't change too much of anything. The couple of things that you have to be aware of is on Friday, August 3rd, Harley-Davidson Way, we would ask permission to have between the alleys, from the alleyway from Sherman to the alleyway on Lazelle, to have that closed off for parking. And then at 2:30 in the afternoon, we would like to close that down for about 3 hours to do opening ceremonies. At that point, we will open Harley-Davidson Way up again, and we will open it up for parking again. And then again on Saturday, August 11th, we're implementing a new closing ceremony into the rally on Saturday afternoon. And we would like to close Harley-Davidson Way between Main Street and the alley down for the closing ceremonies, because we believe that we can probably get more people in there, and we don't want them standing in the street if possible. So, otherwise, we're pretty much the same as last year. Any questions?
I guess one point of discussion that was brought up earlier this morning, too, was the fact that at this point, the proposed street closures do include a traffic signal across from Shopko on Lazelle. That is state pending. We've been down this road before, so we'll see what happens, but that's the proposed closures.
Right now we have the proposal calls for a traffic light to be on the 11th and Lazelle street. With the west main open to eastbound traffic but closed to westbound traffic out onto Lazelle. They would have to make a U-turn, come back, and go up 11th at the stoplight. If that changes, we will bring it back to the council and notify you of the changes.
I guess I have a question on Harley-Davidson Way. You're going to allow motorcycle parking up to a certain point and then close the street down, or I don't understand.
Between the alleys on Friday, August 3rd, there will be no parking whatsoever on Harley-Davidson Way. We will close the street down at 2:30 in the afternoon, but no parking all day long between the alleys.
Not understanding how you're going to allow motorcycles to park and then say, you know.
I had the same question, but it's considerably clearer now.
Yeah. I couldn't see how you could go and tell people that had parked their motorcycles and go find them and say, you got to move because we're closing.
That was your job, Ron. That was your job, Ron.
That was my job. Okay.
Mike's job.
Okay.
We could get Mike back on his golf cart, and he could go find the people, right?
I'm probably the only guy in town that got almost a ticket for riding my golf cart down First Street.
You know,
down First, and I got nabbed by three officers.
What's interesting is you can't ride a bicycle, but you can ride a motorcycle.
So, any other discussion on the street closures proposed? Mike, go ahead, sir.
The dissertation's quite long and very detailed. Bring it because I didn't want to go through it paragraph by paragraph. I do have one concern, Chief. The same concern that I had last year. Between 5th and I believe it's 8th, designated motorcycle only. Designated for four-wheel, and is there tow-away zone?
Between 4th and 5th Street is motorcycle-only parking. Between 5th Street and West is open to automobile traffic as well, to park, yeah.
So no tow-away zone at 2 a.m.
Just up to 5th. Up to 5th, the motorcycle parking only.
I don't think.
Yep. Any other discussion?
Mike, this runs all the way down to the right here, to the Vets Club, correct?
Yes, to Middle Street.
Middle, okay, yes.
Motorcycle parking only, and then to the Vets Club, there's motorcycle parking where possible, and automobile parking in front of the residential only. Yeah.
Any other questions for Jerry or council discussion? Public input on 2018 street closures. Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the 2018 road closure for the rally resolution 2018-21.
We have a first by Ron.
Second.
We have a second by Mike. All those in favor of resolution 2018-21, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. Abstention noted. That motion carries.
One more question, Mr. Cole. Going to see a porta potty plan. We've seen everything else.
Yeah. We're working on that. It's pretty much the same, but we'll have a map for you. Yes. Of location.
Public, if you want to talk about contention, talk about where you put porta potties.
Today. Thanks, Jerry. That concludes the agenda items for this night's meeting. That does bring item 12 before us, other matters that come before the council. This is an opportunity for council and public to have 3 minutes to discuss a subject that's not on the agenda. No action can occur because it's not an agenda item, but we do open it up, so I'll open it up to the public. Is there anyone that wants to talk about anything that we haven't talked about on tonight's agenda?
School board elections.
Is that June?
Yeah.
Superintendent, yeah. This week they're going, yep. Does council have anything to add? It's not on this evening's agenda. Well, I'm going to make this real difficult on you folks. We do have a request for executive session, I do believe. Greg, does that still stand firm 14 hours later than we talked about this morning?
A brief executive session, no action anticipated, though, as a result of it.
We have a first by Rhea for exec.
Second.
We have a second by Dave. All those in favor of going to exec, please indicate by stating yes.
No. Yes.
We're off to exec.